Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
All kinds of things are going on kind of behind the scenes. As far as we know, the National Guard and the law enforcement that DeSantis sent in Florida and Texas, of course, are still working now. And we did hear that there were some Chinese that were captured down in Florida. They came ashore down there somewhere in the Gulf. And I found that kind of interesting because of what Red Elk claimed to be invasion routes. And they were Canada, West Coast, Texas border. And also, if I recall right, he said there would be a landing in Florida. So maybe they were just testing the waters to see. Did you hear anything about that, Larry?
Well, I did on Getter. They were reporting on it, you know, boatload of Chinese that had arrived. And but that's about all. A lot of this stuff kind of goes into the dark whenever anything happens.
Yeah, it's obvious they don't want anybody to know what's really going on as the invasion continues. Remember, folks, we read to you from the Bible about the fanners and the I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars. And Jeremiah talks about this invasion force, and more pictures are surfacing that these are all men. They look like they're between 20 and maybe 28 years old, somewhere in there, military age, fighting men. And we told you or read to you how the Lord is actually the one behind this invasion. And it doesn't matter if he uses Biden or anybody to do it. The fact is, it's being done, and it's a judgment from the Lord. And if you go under Deuteronomy chapter 28, as we've told you, go to verse 15 and read onward from 15, and you'll find all the curses. And the other one that is of prime interest, well, there's several of them, but one of them is that the bankers rise up and take control. And, of course, that's exactly the international bankers are working hand-in-hand with the United Nations and the World Economic Forum and other NGOs to bring down our banking system, our use of cash. Cash is privacy, basically. And so they want to convert it all into digital currency, and then they can fully control it. And they're already actually starting to control. They have the excuse, well, it's for your safety. But we've put a limit on how many things or the amount of charge you can put for on your debit card or your credit card. And they're very slowly tightening the noose, and it's always for security reasons. And this is how they're going to do it. And they're going to convince the vast majority of people to go along with it. And most of them will, just like they did with the COVID jab. I guess 60 to 70%, I get varying percentage rates of people went and obeyed the medical authorities, people like Fauci, and who, by the way, is now trying to distance himself from it all. well, I didn't really order people to do this, and I didn't order people to do that. That was the CDC that did that. And, you know, these guys don't want to end up in prison or hanging from a rope. So they're just criminals, like always, and they, you know, they're always innocent. I'm sure Larry can tell you that. He's spent a lot of time in law enforcement. Most of them are innocent, aren't they, Larry, of any crime?
Yeah, the prisons are full of them. The only prison that I would trust to actually be innocent in it is Washington, D.C.
I guess. Well, of course, America is now a prison house. And unfortunately, we have really nice people out there. It's not that. It's just that they're not observing what's happening around them. They have evidently very little interest in what's going on. In fact, if you really read the stats, like when Tucker Carlson was top on Fox News, he might have had up to almost 5 million people. Well, what's 5 million to 350 million? It's a drop in the bucket. And therefore, most people don't watch the news. And if they do, they watch the fake news. And this is how they're doing it. It's propaganda is really another form of witchcraft in my mind, because what it does, it alters the mind. Whatever people are told, if they're not doing any thinking and just believe it, shapes their perception of the world. They will act on that perception. And I can't remember what state it was. Another one's gone liberal, far left. Why is that? Why? I bet you if Biden, we had an election for Biden, he'd probably get voted in again. And why? He's wrecked everything we have in this country,
yeah,
and they still put him in. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I think the one you're referring to is how it's Pennsylvania. I mean, Pennsylvania is so stupid that they voted all the Democrats back in when they failed them in everything. So, Stuart, I, some of these states, I don't think you could save them by any means. I mean, you can't save a people that want to commit suicide. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. They're bent on jumping off the ledge of the tall building, and that's, you can't stop them from doing that. And, I can't remember who it was said it. He said, they're using the Constitution to destroy the Constitution. And that's essentially what is really going on. Anyway, something's going on over there in the Ukraine, in the Ukraine war. And have you got the latest on that, Larry?
I hope so. Every time we get off a radio show, something's changed. But and I was going to mention, too, and tell people that I'm a little bit behind on some of my blogging. You know, things have been moving at such a fast pace. I've got out some Substacks, but, boy, the research it takes and the vetting is just unbelievable how much time it takes. But for those that didn't hear our 15 minutes yesterday, they should go back and listen to that again, because I really don't want to go over any of that. But ironically, I'll read Hal Turner's quick one here. That was yesterday, Russian caliber cruise missile launches from the Black Sea. And, of course, apparently, reportedly, the U.S. Ukraine Patriot missile systems got jammed by Russia and failed to respond. They were using electronic warfare, and so dozens of missiles that were, you know, I guess fired out of Kyiv fell in the streets of Kyiv, if you can imagine such a thing. Now, with that being said, today, you know, you would think, you know, Ukraine would say, hold on a minute, let me consider this again, but they didn't. And so today, Hal Turner put out one, May 17th, Ukraine launches 100-plus drone attack into Russia, four explosions at a Russian helicopter factory. The report says, though most of the Ukraine drones were defeated by Russian electronic warfare defense. As a matter of fact, they said in Russia that they couldn't even, the taxis couldn't find their customers, and the Uber drivers or whatever couldn't pick their people up because the electronic warfare defense that was operating took down all the GPS over Russia almost. So, well, there you are. Now, immediately, according to Hal Turner, live updates right after that attack, this is what happened. A heavy Russian retaliation attack upon Ukraine. Russian fighter bombers, strategic bombers in the air. Ukraine getting struck hard. Russian missile attacks on Odessa. Russian drones and UAVs in the air over Kyiv looking for targets. Russian ballistic missile launches from Belgorod towards Kharkov. Russian glider bombs striking in Kherson. And now since that has occurred, the latest Hal put out in red said that Ukraine now threatens a massive strike against Russia very hard and from unexpected source. So anyway, we're just waiting for the next shoe to drop. You know, one of these days, this is going to really get kind of out of hand.
Well, I don't understand the Russian military at all, but maybe they're just fighting kind of a limited war. I don't quite understand this tit-for-tat type of war. You strike a factory, so I strike one of yours. Striking anybody's factory is an act of war. And there was a time when that would have meant a full-scale attack, and you attack to defeat. You go in, you defeat the enemy, so the enemy isn't there anymore. The last of that was actually, I guess, World War II, and even then we kind of divvied up stuff. I remember MacArthur wanted to go in and take out China. And, in fact, you could not cross over the Yalu River in Korea. In fact, a friend of mine that I knew very well was a jet fighter pilot in Korea. And his comment to me was, they attack me, I don't care where they're going, I'm going to chase them and I'm going to shoot them down, which is what he did. And then he'd get demoted. I think he got promoted and demoted I don't know how many times for doing that, because you're not supposed to do that. Now, what kind of a war is that where you can be shot at, but you can't shoot back? This is another form of insanity. Either you fight a war or you don't fight a war. Either it's worth winning or it's not worth winning. And I don't understand these stalemate non-wars. And this is essentially where we're at. And I do remember that in Phoenix Rising, Noyes made a remark about how that the people would refuse to be drafted into the military because they were fighting wars that weren't wars. That's how she worded it. They weren't wars. They're stalemates. Well, what good is a stalemate? This is kind of like Israel. You know, they'll start a fight, and then the other side wants a ceasefire. You got to be an idiot to give them a ceasefire. Really, you got to be an idiot to give them a ceasefire. You don't give them a ceasefire. You eliminate them. Then they aren't there anymore. Then you don't have to worry about it. You warn them ahead of time. You keep this up, and you're not going to be around. And, you know, if the people on the other side won't bring down their leaders that are causing all this, then they're responsible. And this is kind of like the American people. They can stop Biden from doing this. They could have stopped at any time. All they got to do is rise up and say, this is enough. We're not going to do it anymore. And they won't do it. And this is why I feel that the Lord holds the American people accountable, even more so than the leaders, anyway, going far afield. But I just don't understand this war or the Russian military, even though we do have General Armageddon at reading the script. Kiev would be history, even if there were a lot of collateral damage. Kiev would be ancient history, radioactive wasteland. And I would have told NATO and the West, you make it even, flex a muscle, and everything goes. We're going to exercise the Samson option. So if you got the nerve to go ahead and retaliate, go ahead. We're ready for it. And but they, see, they don't ever do that. They go, oh, it's just madness. Well, I don't know. Is it madness, Larry? Am I nuts? Probably. Tinfoil hatter.
I don't know. I keep, you know, the military is not what it was when, you know, I went in early years of Vietnam, and I was in the Air Force, of course, and we did a lot of marching. As a matter of fact, I was in the Air Force, so we had flat lines, so it wasn't like you had to hunt anywhere to march. I mean, and you'd go out, when you'd have a base commander change to a new one, when the new one flew in, you know, you had a parade. It was a big deal, and you'd go out there, and you'd stand in the sun, and you'd stand at attention till some of the guys around you passed out, fell down, and you just stood there. You didn't move a muscle.
I remember those days.
Yeah, and but now today, Stuart, we don't have a military anymore. Our military is not into marching. They're more into drag, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's sad, but that's the way it is.
And you know, the funny, you know the funny thing about it, Stuart, you know, of course, you know, I was on a B-52 bomber base, and those things would take off and almost crack the sky in half when they did. It sounded like it. And, you know, they were going over and bombing. I mean, they were dropping lots of bombs. And, of course, they was dropping bombs in a war we didn't really want to win then. But, of course, then we could fight a regional war. Do you know where that – we don't have a military to fight a regional war now. We've actually gotten in the position – our military is structured now to fight little small skirmishes and little, I guess you could say, groupthink deals. And Stuart, we couldn't field a full army to go fight anywhere. Do people realize we're in that kind of shape that how are we going to fight China? We can't field an army.
Yeah. It reminds me when you're talking about that sort of thing of a picture of General Patton wearing a dress and red high-heeled shoes.
Well, you know, that's another one. That's another one they had to get rid of.
Yes, they did. They murdered him. They killed him. No
he
question
wanted to
about
win.
That one.
He wanted to win.
Well, you don't do that anymore. Now we just kill and maim and forever and ever and ever. Nobody pays any for it. All of our people come back home maimed and tortured in the mind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We don't even help them. You have to have all these private things helping them. Yeah, go ahead.
You speak about helping them. I was watching yesterday on America's Voice News, and they were showing video in New York. They are literally pushing veterans out of apartments and out of, I guess you'd call them hotels, and making them leave and making the homeless even leave so they can bring in all of this illegal aliens. I'll call them what they are. You want to call them migrants? Call them migrants. They're illegal aliens, and not a one
criminals.
Of them is a legal migrant. They are all illegal. And,
well, actually, they're all criminals. They violated the law.
Every one of them that crosses that border is criminal.
That's right. Well, we've all changed now. Crime is now a wonderful thing, and a wonderful thing is now a crime. And the great reversal that Jesus Christ warned us was coming is now here. And it's just too bad to watch. the United States and the madness, the insanity, and the people are going along with it. Not everybody, obviously. We've got a lot of people that are scratching their heads saying, what in the world is going on? Madness. Like the Lord said, I will strike you with insanity. I'll strike you with madness, and that's where we are. This is why when you see, read headlines and stuff, you're saying to yourself, how could this be? This can't be true. This is insane. But it is true. And yes, it is insane, but that's where we are. Here's a headline getting off that. Young Americans are dying at alarming rates, reversing years of progress. Now, this is what they're saying. Car accidents, homicides, suicides, drug overdoses have pushed up death rates for children and teens in the United States. Well, when the foundations are gone, what do the righteous do? And many of these undoubtedly took the jab, and now they're finding out it has a lot, it does a lot to your mental outlook. Fauci and the rest of these people, I'll say it again, they're serial first-degree murderers. Fauci will go down in history as probably worse than China's, Mayo, or any of these other serial killers. He's killed more people in the world than anybody. Well, I didn't do it. CDC did it. Yeah, well, you did it. You can run and hide all you want. You did it. Because I remember you being on TV, Mr. Fauci, and telling everybody, go get the jab. You need to get the jab. We need to make it mandatory. We need to level the curve and all that stuff. Anyway, Deagle's reports numbers for 2025, and that's 190 to 100 million Americans will be the only ones alive by 2025. Folks, that's less than, 18 months away? America, where no conspiracy theory is no conspiracy theory. Cities are turning into third world nations. Zombified druggies rule the streets. Globalists wage war on Americans. This is all about, I believe, what's going to happen. They already knew this. I've got the headlines later. I don't know if we get to it tonight. Pfizer, they knew perfectly well this was going to kill a lot of people. They did it anyway. Folks, they're rolling it out again. They're already starting to roll it out again. I don't know. Anyway, did you hear this, Larry? 30 tons of ammonium nitrate missing from a train. Are we going to be looking? I've got to vet this and figure out where this is happening. But remember the ammonium nitrate that vanished just before the Oklahoma City building?
Yeah, they found it when it blew up.
Yeah, I know. I'll never forget that poor lady. She says, I want to know why the FBI wasn't there. They more or less told her to shut up.
Well,
but the FBI was warned. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. They also told Oklahoma to shut up because I was working in Oklahoma at the time. I was a detective in Idabel, Oklahoma, and I was on duty. And all of this started when that thing went off up there. I was picking up a lot of the chatter, you know, on the radios.
Mm-hmm.
And I also knew something that most people don't know, that there was German individuals involved that they basically sent out of the country. This whole thing was a setup. It
yes,
reminded
it
me a lot, Stuart. It reminded me a whole lot of later on when we had 911. It was similar. It was similar. It was constructed. It was supposed to happen. And actually, the funny thing about it was all the FBI of that day was told not to go to work.
Yes. No, you don't want to go to work today. You want to take the day off. Of course, we'll butcher all these little kids. And but that's fine. That's wonderful. We like that. And on and on and on it goes. The evil in the United States of America has no boundaries, folks. You got to understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a spirit that is so evil, you cannot comprehend it. But you do have to guard against it. Not that we're going to win. Actually, the Christian wins by losing. And those who win lose big time. And this is what deep state, global deep state, probably will never understand. That when they hit their ground and dead, which they all are going to do, even though they're looking for eternal life one way or another, they're going to find out what it's like to be on the other side, what it's going to be like when you meet Jesus Christ face to face. He's not going to be as pleasant to them as he is to the Christians. Anyway, U.S. urges calm and restraint ahead of contentious Jerusalem flag march in the old city. Are we going to have a massive uprising there, do you think, in Israel, in Jerusalem?
Who knows? I mean, there's kind of a blackout. You just get little pieces here and little there.
Yeah, it's too bad. Anyway, it's just one thing after another, folks, and we'll get into this Friday night. Pfizer exec admits COVID vaccines are a bioweapon to depopulate the Earth. It's a culling operation, like we said right from the beginning. And we did mention on the last show, clinical trials of mRNA universal influenza vaccine are going to begin, the testing of it. So you'll never find out how many people died, how many women lost their babies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because they won't tell you. Anyway, why anybody would roll up their sleeve after 20 million dead and maybe 100 million or more maimed around the world globally by their own records, there's a problem here, real bad problem. Anyway, last word, Larry, before we close up.
Yeah, I guess just watch the Texas border closely, because the last reports I've been getting is Florida's deploying troops and resources to Texas border, and 24 Republican governors now are setting up in their states to help Texas defend its southern border. And, of course, I think they could do more. However, something's afoot.
Yeah, any more on our good friend Mr. Chang and his tweet of the unthinkable happening? Any more news on what people think?
Well, I don't know. There's some hints, but I did find another book that a ex-military guy had written, and he used the term unimaginable. And what actually, it was a set-up attack against America, and this is fiction, by the way, but that word is the first time I found it in a book. It seems to indicate that there's some nukes used to get certain cities in America, and then the release of a new major pandemic that cannot be stopped. It's a cross between something like a monkeypox, smallpox, with the Ebola all mixed together, and about 90% death rate is unleashed on America. So, no, I can't say that's what it is. That's a fiction book. However, it's got the same word that he used in his warning.
Yeah, it sure does. Here's the final headline. The Durham report. Remember, it took him 5 years to get it out here. Trump-Russia collusion plot was known to the CIA, was also briefed to Obama and Biden and Attorney General Lynch and FBI Director Comey. Oh, we didn't know anything about any of that. What are you people talking about? They wouldn't lie to us, would they? I can't imagine our leaders would. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
If our leaders' lips are moving, you know good and well they're lying.
I think so. Oh, well, folks, that's the way it is nowadays. And there's not a thing you or I can do about it except button up the doors, strap that seatbelt on. We're in for a bumpy ride, and the Lord willing, we will see you all on Friday night and get into a lot more. Anyway, good night. Take care. Larry, thank you for coming on. Night, everyone.